Parshas Vayetze is the beginning of Yaakov Avinu's coming out and being the Av. It says very strange setup. In he was there and he fell asleep and so on. And then it says Vayika Shem Amokam Hu Beisel VeUlam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishena. So normally you have different places where cities were called or something. So usually the format is the parasha starts with the name of a place that he went to, and then at the end, Al Shem, whatever it was, they named the city that. But here, we don't know the name of the place until the end. And it says he called that Makom Beisel, V'ulam lo shem ha'ir l'rishayna. The V'ulam seems to imply as if it's some sort of contrast. Only V'ulam. V'yikra shem ha'makom beisel, V'luz ha'ya shem l'rishayna, maybe. But V'ulam means there's some sort of contrast. However, despite the fact, or something along those lines, that Luz was what it was called before. It's strange. And Bechal, it's not of any terrible significance what it was called before. And should just say, you know, he called it Beisel, and that's the end of it. The truth is, it's not the end of it. There's another place in Tanakh where you have the same place revisited, and even stranger, you have the first Perek HaShoftim, you have the story of all the different Shvatim going up to capture their territories, and most of them didn't, and that's where they have problems. It says, Vayalu Beis Yosef Gamheim Beis El Vashem Imo. So Beis Yosef, which means Menashe and Ephraim together, the entire house of Yosef went up together, Vashem Imo, Vayasir Beis Yosef Beis El. So Beis Yosef explored Beis El, like the Losser to spy out. V'shem ha'ir lefanim Luz. And that was a city that was called Luz. Once it's been renamed and rededicated a thousand years before, what are we going through it again? V'yarem esim v'yair, v'yakas k'ol l'fichor, v'sa'ish k'ol v'shosh l'echu, v'yelech ha'ish. So they had, they had a whole story there. The Shomrim, they couldn't figure out how to get into the city. And Chazal say there was, it was very unclear about what the entranceway is. So they saw somebody leaving the city. Vayomalei said, Har einun asim voya ir, vasinim chachasid. Show us how to get in. Vayarim asim voya ir, show them how to get in. Vayakas kolei lefichorev, they killed it out. Vesayish has kol mishpat shelechu. And they sent off this person. And he went to Atzachitim and he built another city called Luz. I mean, really, really important. I mean, Kleisol, the story how Kleisol was Kavishit, that's part of Kibush Aretz, and that has Shivas to it. One guy escaped, he went off someplace, and he built a city called Luz. And it's Hushmad Yemazeh. What's the Shivas? Besides which, if you think about it, the story of Yaakov was hundreds of years earlier, a few hundred years earlier. It should have been called Beisel. In other words, he renamed it, a name that you rename either sticks or doesn't stick. But so it says Vayesir Beisel Beisel, Veshemayir Lefanim Luz. And by the way, in case you want to know, it was named 300 years ago, 400 years ago, it was named Luz. And this person who came from that city, which was called Beisel at the time, rebuilt a city somewhere else called Luz on the name of the city that he had built, Valid Davahu. There's something going on over here in terms of that the name never left it, and that this person, Dafka, rebuilt a city called Luz. So, trying to understand a little bit about this Makom. This Makom is extremely significant because this is Yaakov's knech of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Kaifetz and came there, and his Makom HaMikdash was in Luz, which was renamed Beisel, and which people remembered as being Luz before him. Alei Davahu. The Gemara says, There's two. There are two references, two inyanim of luz, very very different, and yet something a very similar nekuda. The Gemara in Saita speaks about the city of Luz, and it says that it was a place that was never messed up and never it never ever was upset by any of the things that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Tanya. It goes on. It's going on the Psukim and Shoftim. So the Gemara says Tanya. He Luz Shetzavim B'Tcheles. That's Luz where they had the Tzvi of Tcheles. Why is that so important? You know, the other ones, the ones after it, are things that are significant. They're similar. It says, He Luz Shebos Sancheirev Lo Bilbla. Luz was never messed up by Sancheirev. Nevuchad Netzach Lo Yechrivo. Ve'af malachamovas in l'rishus lavabo. And malachamovas doesn't either come into it. In other words, it's something which is a, it's off limits for malachamovas as well. Ela, skenim sheba, bizman shedaitin kotzalem, yoitzachut v'choyim ve'meisim. In the city, there's no death, and that's that. So Luz has in itself a skula that people don't die in the city. So I understand the first few of them. I understand the last few. Nebuchadnezzar and wasn't Machrib, and Sancheir wasn't Mevalbel. That I understand. That it's one Indian. In other words, somehow this city is immune, protected from any type of misfortunes. So that all fits in. But what's the Tzeivim B'Tcheles? Could be maybe the halach is that the difference, you can tell Tcheles apart from other Tzevayim, is that Tcheles doesn't run off. A simen, whether Tcheles is right or not, Tcheles holds fast. So anything which holds fast and doesn't lose itself, doesn't disintegrate, maybe that's shaykh to lose. Maybe. Possible. But I'll davahu. So we have the city of Luz, the city, the Shaeftim Luz, reappears again to over here, and it's a place where people don't die. It's interesting enough that Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes and Chazal say about a city called Kushta where people deny. We spoke about it once. But here it's specific to more Luz, something about Luz. There's another Inyan. There's another something else called Luz, and possibly for the same reason. And it says in Chazal that there is a... there's a bone. It says that Ajanis Choyktama here. Andrianis Choykatomis. Andrianis Hadrian asked Bishur of Hanania. Omoloi, Mehechen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meitis Adam Lasalavai. From where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sprout the person Lasalavai? Omoloi Miluz Shal Shedra. From the loose bone in the shedra. Amaloi mahein at moidali. Show me. I see. So he brought him a loose bone. Yosek hamoi. Nosna b'mayim. He put into water and it wouldn't disintegrate. Tochna b'rechayim. He grounded in rechayim. It wouldn't grind. Nosna b'eshla nisraf. Nosna l'asadon. He put it onto the sadon, hischil makala bepatish. He put it onto an anvil and started banging away with the hammer. Nechlak asadon ifka patish. So the hammer, the anvil, it broke, split apart. Lehoil meniklum. That's the bone called Luz. So Luz is also some sort of quality that's indestructible. Seems to be an extraordinarily extraordinarily good material. Whatever it is, Luz is describing a bone in the body that's indestructible, and that's from where our Kaddish Baruch is going to be Mechaye Mesim. And Luz is a city that people don't die and they live forever, basically. And nothing bad happens to it. Sancheirev doesn't mess it up, Nebuchadnezzar doesn't mess it up. Wonderful city. So why did Yaakov Avinu change it? Why did Yaakov Avinu change its name to Basel? And you see back, you see the person left it and he changed it back to Luz again. So in this makom that's called Luz, that seems to have such phenomenal qualities. Luz is, it seems to be an extraordinary inyan, which doesn't lose itself in anything, and yet we change the name, and not everyone changes it. The person who left Luz and escaped from Luz, and which was called Basel, goes back and builds a city again called Luz. El Davo, what are we talking about? It's interesting that city called Luz, Chazal and the Medrash over here say that they bring the same story over there. They bring the Gemara they bring the Pash and Shaiftim, and they say that the city itself was blacked. It was disguised, and there was a big Luz tree growing there, and you had to go through the Luz tree, into the Luz tree, and through a Myra, and then to get to the city. So the city was hidden by a Luz tree, and that sort of camouflaged the city, and people didn't realize that the Luz was hollow, and they went through the Luz, and they went through the Myra. So even if it's Dvarim Kaviyosan, that's exactly what it was, that was a Metzias, not terribly important. The Torah says no one knew how to get into the city. So say that it was obviously closed up and couldn't get in. Unless there's some sort of limud in understanding what it was, then it doesn't really, it's not very important. I mean, if someone describes exactly how the maze worked so that white people couldn't find a way in, Chazal trying to point out the pasuk that there's a dafka, that the Luz tree was that which hid the Myra, which hid the city. What exactly? So we have Luz is it's this city, it's the city later on in Shaiftim. It's the bone and the body doesn't destroy. It's a type of Ammon of some sort, which is that's the tree that hid the city. So let's try to understand a little bit how we understand what Luz is and why Luz in itself requires a Shinui Shem to Basel in order to realize its real motives. People were born not to die. And before the Chet, there wasn't Misa in the world. That's the Brias Adam. Brias Adam is supposed to be without Misa. When Misa came to the world, so everything falls apart. And we learned last week, we learned the Vayikva, Vayomas, a few weeks ago, Vayikva, Vayomas, Yosef, the different terms. And one of them is, the Vayikva is where the goof falls apart. And people understood Misa as a mahalach of things disintegrating, things falling apart, and the way in which one could possibly defy Misa, the way in which a person could possibly be forever, is a strengthening of the person. In other words, if death is destruction, then making something that's indestructible is the way to go for Nitzchias. So the problem, why we're not Nitzchias, is because we're susceptible to bad, to some sort of destruction. Let us make something that is indestructible, or let's work on becoming indestructible, and then we have it. That's the mahalach of understanding of what the she'ifa, since people are she'ifa for chayim, the she'ifa for chayim is to make sure that nothing happens to us, to make the defenses as strong as possible. That's the mahalach of it. The Beis Yaakov Ishbitzer says tremendous deher in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, let's go back to the Gemara again. It says that this Gewaldica city, Luz, where Sancheir was mefaldul and nothing, that was a machriv. The Av Malach Hamoves Ein L'Rishus Lavabo. By the way, the Tchelis, this is not him, but they say the Tchelis fits in well with this, because it says Tchelis is a tseva that wards away the Koiches of Ra, the Chitzonim. And that's why you wrapped up all the Kalim in Tchelis. When you carry them, like I mentioned, there shouldn't be Shailet, Ra shouldn't be Shailet. So Tchelis is the Mechus in the Bria, it's Yirat, it keeps away Ra from the Bria. So everything was wonderful. Tchelis stayed there because it was like it warded off Ra tremendously. Luz Sancheirev came and was mefaulblit. The Bchatz was machir. And even Malach Hamoves Ein L'Rishus Ela Skenim Shedaiton Kotze Alehen. In different places it says a Kotze Min Achayim Shedaiton Kotze Alehen Yoitzin L'Chus L'Choyma. What does it mean? That because they got sick and tired of it. They got tired of living, and they walked out, and they to die. What happened? A person's whole concern is v'chai lo ilam. A person's concern is he wants to create a chayim, and now that since a person should have been chai, and it kilkel was machabit, and that's why everybody's fear is for death, and everybody's instinct is to survive. What does it mean, Daitun Kotzalehem? So what happened now? It's interesting, the word kotz means to become sick of something, like you know, it's you've had too much of it. You know, something is mos. The word kotz comes from the word kates, which means enough. The understanding of it is that If there, chiyus itself can never ever become frozen and become a set entity. A set entity is not chiyus. Chiyus requires a nevia, a flow. It requires a constant rejuvenation, renewal, and therefore the keeping something as it is, without giving it any nevir of chiyus, it's you misa won't come from the outside, but it's going to be katsa from bifnim. So the makom called luz has in itself the property of being impregnable to any outside attack, but it has no chiyus coming from bifnim. And if it has no chiyus coming from bifnim, it dies not machmas, an outside force, but it reaches its kates. It's used itself up, and it's finished. It's true mitzad de pnimis inyan. It's also true mitzad de tzainis. The human body, a person's body is not designed to act, to survive, by having extraordinary insulation that separates it from the outside. That's never ever a good formula. The body is designed to keep readjusting itself, to keep on. It's designed to be a dynamic entity. A new bacteria comes in, it learns how to recognize it, it fights it off, gets rid of it, it fixes the damaged cells, it brings new cells, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. The person's koyach hachiyus is not, it's not the antithesis of misa, but it's a metzias of a hischachus pnimis, of a nevia pnimis, that keeps giving its life force. So we have two oifanim in which, let's take it midah, there's a midah of yira, which seeks to ward off the bad. And that is important. It's very important because it's something that is a you can't let everything flood you because you'll never be able to overcome that. So there's a mid of yira, but the mid of yira only provides a shell. If the mid of yira is not supplemented with a panemius of ava, then it's not going to survive either. So let's go to the bone that's called luz in the body. The bone that's called the luz in the body is the indestructible bone. It's a bone that whatever you do to it is going to, it can't be pounded, it can't be ground, it can't be dissolved, nothing. But a luz is not chai. A luz is not a davar chai. And that's why Hadrian asked him, from where is the Kachkor going to be matzmiach the chayim? There is nothing stays alive. Misa's nigs in the world. So the luz has in itself, it doesn't have misa, but it doesn't have chius. It's a place from which you can be matzmiach chius. Mashal ma'adavah daimah. The ground is as inert and as inanimate as you can get. That's ground, that's soil. But soil is where seeds grow from, good tree grows from. And it's a strange chibur. The soil itself is indestructible. Soil is soil is soil. You can't destroy it, really. And yet it is not alive. When you put a seed in, the seed begins to grow and to move, and it gets its matzmiach. That's why Andreas asked him, from where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be matzmiach? The Adam Tchias Meisim, and he said from the Luz. The Yaakov Avinu came to a place called Luz, and Luz meant it was a makom that its mohus was kol kuloi shomer from anything that is bad. If I can hear something in that inyan, Yaakov Avinu is coming off Yitzchak. Yitzchak's midah was Yitzchak is the source of Tchias HaMeisim for Klal Yisrael. We spoke about he made the brach on Tchias HaMeisim. Yitzchak was Afrit Tzava in Taskis HaKavod. He was considered Yitzchak was considered to be La'ach Tchias HaMeisim. That was his mohus. So Yitzchak himself in Klal Yisrael's koima is the luz of Klal Yisrael. He's the indestructible element of Klal Yisrael. He's a tamim, and no matter what you can shecht Yitzchak and you can burn it on his beach and he still remains. Yitzchak is indestructible, but that in itself is not chius. Yitzchak Kemat doesn't do anything. You look in the parashas; there's very little he does. He's saginar. He's kol kulei himself. He's survival mode. He doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's kol kulei in that mode. The midah of Yaakov was Yaakov shepod Avram. He was Yitzchak's son who drew Avram's midah through Yitzchak. In other words, having the benefit of the shell of Yitzchak, of the luz of Yitzchak, he was matzmiach the chius of Avram. Avram's mid of Ava, nimshach akrecho kamayim. Avram was mayim and Yitzchak was eish. Yitzchak was afrit tzav munach tas yakoved, and Avram was the nimshach akrecho kamayim. The midah of Avram was to flow, but when it doesn't have anything to protect it, doesn't have a case around it, a shell around it, then it gets muddied, it gets diluted. It spreads all over and doesn't have a makor. Yitzchak's midah is an extraordinarily tough and strong makom. It's a strong nekuda, it's an indestructible nekuda, but as such, there's no chiyus in it. The Yaakov Avinu was able to deher the flow of the midah of nimshach achar kamayim through the luz, and that's why he said luz is really a base scale. Luz is zeh shar hashamayim. It's a gateway for something. It's something that is not there to stay in its own, but it's there to bring out a river that's within. And that's why, so Luz and Beis El are not just to rename the city, that's the end of it. It's a certain midah and a certain deher of how of that, that in the luz of the bria there's a shara shemayim. If a person takes a bone, a muscle of that, a person misses somebody, and he's very very he's in great sorrow. A person died. He'll take the luz and say, he didn't die. I have a luz here. The luz is here. It's immortal. The luz might be immortal, but there's nothing to the luz. The luz itself doesn't have the person. But if a person is matzmiach the luz, that's where you get something from it. The that's maybe the inyan that Chazal described in Shoiftim. It was a city called Luz. It was hidden within the luz. When a person saw it, he all he saw was a luz, and in the luz there was a hollow, which led to a bigger hollow, which led to the city of Basel. So the pasuk stresses it again. Basel luz is an extraordinary combination. It's the midah of Yaakov. That he has the Nevi of Avram coming through the year of Yitzchak. And that's why the person left the city, and he went off and he made a place called Luz. For the people in the city, they didn't have that. It's interesting, it was Beis Yosef also. Yosef was the Mus Yuchna of Yaakov. They're the ones that got that city that's called Luz and Beis El. The Etzem Gilui of... The Avram Yaakov's addition, so to speak, to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was something which Avram and Yitzchak established in a certain place. They found a makom that was Mekudesh, and Avram together with Yitzchak were Mekadesh the makom. That's what we have, Hashem Yiroya, that's Har Moriah. Yaakov Avinu, one would have expected, as an Av, would have added something to that. I know he also would have come and visited, and he would have added his midah to it. But we have it, but a very strange way. He didn't end up in Yerushalayim, he ended up in Beis El, and the Beis HaMikdash came and visited him in Beis El. Mayhai. What's the inyan over here of the why? I mean, yes, Chazal say it was, he said, I didn't give my das, you know, I didn't daven there, and he went back to daven there, and so on. But why was it set up? I mean, one would expect you want to be mekadesh demakum. There's an inyan be mekadesh demakum. There's a way you mekadesh shalayim. There's a way you mekadesh dazaris. There's a procedure how to mekadesh demakum. So Avraham Yitzchak go mekadesh demakum. What about Yaakov? The answer is. Adarabba, Yaakov Avinu was Mekadesh the Toich of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Toich of the Beis HaMikdash is Miskadesh, Dafka, from the fact that it appeared to any place that you could put down as a mokum for it, that's where you could have it flow. In other words, had he gone to Har Moriah and made some sort of act of being Mekadesh the place, so Beis HaMikdash would be a physical place. It would be a stone. It would be a mountain. And that's not. That's the mountain is the Luz. But the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis El Shaboy is independent of it. It's where Yaakov thought of the Beis HaMikdash. It's where Yaakov, once Yaakov's das was in the Beis HaMikdash, Yoav Daite, so now there flows the Beis HaMikdash. All the luzim in the world are just a shar for Beis HaLakim. And therefore, Yaakov Dafka had to, and he deherit necholim. In other words, when a person is awake, and his mind is thinking. So the amount, how much can we understand and know when we're awake and thinking? As big as our mental capacity is, A person who's smart knows a lot. A person who's smarter knows still more. And a person who's very, very smart knows a lot more. That's how much can I be oimid with chachma? As much as my brain can understand. When a person chalams, his guf and his seichel and his neshama become a vehicle for something else to be chal on it, for some sort of hashpah melamala. What's the maximum I can understand through nevuah? There's no maximum. Whatever darga my guf is at, in nevuah, it's way beyond whatever I could, Kadosh Baruch gives me a shefa. It's like the Rambam speaks about Ruach HaKodesh, which is a semi-darga on the way to nevuah, half-darga. It's where a person understands beyond his ability to understand. Nevuah is even more. Nevuah, I'm just a hechetimtza. Once I understand myself as a hechetimtza and as a kli for something, then really there's no gvulis for what can come through it. And that's why you learn over here, it says, V'yolim ba'mokrim, Chazal darshin melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoyim sha'olam, v'ena olam mekoyim sha'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we were able to say the olam is mekoyim sha'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the makom is the be-it-all. This is the makom. This is it, and that's all there is to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoyim sha'olam, adrabba. Any time there's a makom, so just like Lamashal, imagine you have a king of the old type where he owns everything. And I happen to be Machnas Eirechim. He comes for a visit, now Machnas Eirech. So I say, oh, please come into my house. Well, it's not your house. It's a chetimtza, the place I've given you is a chetimtza to host me. But it's not you and yours. Yaakov's gili was, and that's why it says, Chazal, say by Avram, called it a har, and Yitzhak called it a sada, Yaakov called it a bias. A har and a sada are definitive places that are fixed. This har is this har. And I could build it, I could do something with it, but it's this har. And this sada is this sada. I can plow, I can bring out crops, but it's still limited to a sada. A bias is, my house is not a particular building in a particular place. It's wherever I dwell, and I put four walls and a roof, that becomes my house. A house starts with, if somebody puts up walls and ceilings in a place where nobody's going to live, it's not a house, it's a structure. But a bias starts with the pnim, and everything revolves around the pnim. That's how Yaakov Avinu was megala. That was the Seyed Yaakov Avinu was megala, that be'etzim, all of the losers in the world, all of the mekaymis in the world, are simply batim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that this be the place where he's going to come through. But if he chooses some other place, the same flow goes to another place. And the makom that is there to keep out chitzayim, the Beis Hamikdash needs mechitzas, and so on. But tachlis, not the mechitzas, not the makom, but it's the pnim. The pnim needs the mechitzas. The mechitzas don't create the pnim. That was Yaakov Avinu's gilui. So we have the culmination of Avos in locating Kedusha in the world. Avram saw Kedusha as a har. That was a very definitive makom. As it is, a har stands as it is, and it towers and so on. Yitzhak called it a sada. A sada means it's a place, but the place needs to give out some payers. And Yaakov Avinu deherded it as a bias. That the starts with the pnim and the teichin, and everything around it is just hechetimtza. It's a type of it's sort of an important structure to bear in mind when a person is oisik in his own binyan. A person who's serious about his avoda, a person who's serious about what he's doing, so the focus tends to be on strong gedarim and things to create the structure in a very firm way. What he does do, what he doesn't do, with a strong adherence to it, and we put much of the effort into making it that way. And definitely, it certainly is very, very needed. But the one thing you need to remember is that something that, as strong as it is, it's not alive, and it's therefore not indestructible, unless you have a chiyus flowing through it. Look, go back to Luz. It's extraordinary. If you read it, imagine. Let's think a little bit in our days. We read terrible, terrible, terrible things about in the old days. People died when they were babies. Half of them didn't make it through to become adults, and people died at 35 and 40, and the life expectancy was very short. And so we have our own Gdol Yisrael, the Ramchal, didn't make it to 40. The Ramah, I mean, giants. And you read about them and say how terrible, 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 terrible. Yeah. So we worked very hard, and we put a lot of effort, and we were mechazik the body, and we learned how to take care of it in a way that we reach a point that nafshei daita kotzalim, that the person doesn't have a time to live anymore, and he keeps exhausting himself finding a reason to live because he has nothing to live for. That's incredible. And people self-destruct in a certain sense. They just fade out. Mikoyach, that there's no chiyus in it. The understanding, the hearing, the v'chai le'olam as luz, is a mistake in understanding what chiyus is and how chiyus works. And adarabah, if a person's chiyus is energetic, it's mitaken other things. I once said, it says by Rochel, that she was called, she called Yosef Asas Chapasi. Rashi brings a chazal because, you know, who broke this, who did this? My child did it, and that's Asas Chapasi. What does it mean? Well, what's a pshat? Do you blame the child? That's good. The answer is, when lo aleinu, an old person is weak and not well, and things happen, and things break, and dirty, and whatever it is, it's terrible. It's very difficult to cope with it. When a child does it, you say, "Heine revise." This is his growing. He'll grow out of it. He's going through a wild phase. He's growing through this phase or that phase. It's bederech l'tzmichosei, because he's a chai, and he has an avi of chiyus. It's all mitzarev to the chiyus, and it'll be good. That's how we look at it. Whenever a person, if a person doesn't bring out in himself chiyus, whether it's a chiyus in the learning, where the person is charged and enjoys it and thrills to it, the person has a chiyus in his davening, in his thoughtfulness about yira and amuna and all these inyanim, a chiyus in his mitzvahs, no amount of gedorim are going to keep it. It's a mistake on a personal level, and it's a mistake on a klal level to put our efforts into the luz. The luz is there, and yes, shmira is needed, and you make the things of tchelus to wrap the kalim, the ein, the klipa shouldn't be shaylit, and all these things. That's true, but things will not live and don't live unless they have a nevi of chiyus. And the whole tachlis of a luz, to keep the luz of your beloved one around the house because can't bear to lose him is a mockery of what to live is. Yes, this is not destroyed. You can't grind it, and you can't disintegrate it, you can't dissolve it, you can't do anything with it. But it's not living. Living means that there's a koyach achius that's nevea from the pnim. The Yaakov Avinu's, so Avraham Avinu was the first one where there was an avoda being drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going around, doing, and so on. But without a shell of yira, that dissipates, it becomes diluted, it becomes contaminated, it's not good. In other words, a person who, like the mashal of Chazal, that somebody who has a tevua without a kaf chomtin to preserve it, then the tevua rots. So without the yira, it will fall apart, and that's not going to work. So a person, so Yitzchak Avinu came, and he gave us the mid of yira, which carries in itself Yiras Hashem Tahira Oimedes Lo'ad. Yiras Hashem, because it's Tahor, it stands forever. That's the Luz. That's the part of Klal Yisrael that doesn't get destroyed. That's the meat of Yira. When Yira is pure, it's not contaminated, it lasts forever. But that's not the end of it. The end of it is Yaakov, Shepodes Avram. Yaakov came to a place called Luz. And when he fell asleep, he saw there was a gilui to him that wherever a person puts his das, Takarish Baruch Hu, Iyov Daite, so there's a flow of Elikus wherever the person sets himself down. The place happens to be a place where it's Yiroya. But the Teichen of it is really, really is not at all kosher to the Chitzonis. It's just a pipe. The water when the water flows through a pipe, the pipe is a mikra. This pipe has to be connected to a source. Could have connected another pipe. Maybe this pipe is better than other pipes. Maybe it's stronger. Maybe it's less porous. But at the end of the day, the pipe is not where the water is coming from. The pipe is a chetimsa that the water doesn't spritz all over and go no and not give it to others you want. But bear in mind that the water is the water is not coming from the pipe; it's going through the pipe. Yaakov Avinu was the gilui. That the luzes of the world are simply a base kale. The luz of the world is meant to be a place to house something that's tzemeach, something that's flowering and growing. If we the people who lived there, the Knaim, they renamed the cities Luz and Luz. They didn't hop that it's base sale. That a luz is a base sale is a chiddush, and that's why even 300 years later. The place was Basel formerly Luz, because the people who lived there still called it Luz. They never were Teufis, what Yaakov Avinu was Teufis. Yaakov Avinu opened up the Shar to Basel Akim for us. The Shar Shemayim he opened up for Klal Yisrael. And the Mid of Yaakov taught us that a person has himself many Nekudas of Luz that's built into the person, that are indestructible Nekudas of Yiras Hashem and Amun and so on. But all of that, as it is inert and it's lifeless. And when the person succeeds in making the Luz a Shar for Shemayim, then wherever Mokum is becomes the Basil Akim.
Sorry, I'm just going